USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump-era pandemic restrictions on illegal immigrants seeking asylum in the United States will stand for now. That's a ruling from a Louisiana judge hearing the case involving the temporary restraining order against ending Title 42. Since 2020, Title 42 has been used 1.8 million times to deny illegal immigrants a chance to seek asylum in the United States. New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik says lifting Title 42 will only enhance our crisis at the border.
When we met with Border Patrol agents on the front lines, they said that this crisis will get even worse with the Biden administration's catastrophic plan to lift Title 42.
Expect to pay more for gas this weekend, AAA saying the national average $4.45 a gallon for regular. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
A streaming provider says changes are coming.
This may put a cramp in your ability to binge-watch your favorite shows. Streaming service Netflix told employees the company's new lower-priced ad tier may come by the end of the year. The New York Times reports the company is struggling as streaming competition heats up. Shares plunged last month after Netflix reported its first quarterly subscriber loss in more than a decade. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced on Friday that she is extending the policy of allowing absent members to vote by proxy until June 28th. The allowance, which on paper is due to the ongoing public health emergency of COVID-19, was set to expire on Saturday. Since it was introduced in 2020, Republicans have been largely against proxy voting. Democrats mostly favor the policy. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Home prices in 97% of U.S. cities are overvalued. That's according to a new poll put out by Moody's Analytics. Moody's chief economist Mark Zandi saying according to his research, the most overpriced city in the nation is Boise, Idaho, which has become a magnet for technology workers who wanted to relocate from pricey California cities when their offices shut down due to the pandemic. Danielle Hale is a chief economist with Realtor.com, and she tells CNN if you've recently purchased a home, you can expect it to hold its value.
Yeah, it is a really unique time. So there's some long-term trends that are definitely in the favor of home prices staying where they are or even climbing higher. And that is, if you look over the last decade, we've built 5.8 million fewer single-family homes than we've had households formed. So we're in a real long-term shortage situation in the housing market.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is calling on the state's legislature to allow families to put education dollars towards schools of their choice, including private schools. Abbott saying empowering parents means giving them the choice to send their children to any public school, charter school, or private school with state funding following the student. Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.